Oh, boy, this looks like trouble.
Oh, you know,
years ago, we'd have saw these four coming. We'd have kicked their ass right off the bat. I mean, what is this here, Seth?
What's this operation here?
You know what this is?
This is now.
The Little Triv Show.
It's got to be Little Triv.
It's a Little Triv Show. They do a radio show on Case Western Reserve, right?
It's even hard for you to say. Imagine you trying to graduate from
there. I was
going to
say.
Wednesday night.
You can't even say it.
Stand a chance.
Case Western Reserve.
I've been standing there in the cold for too long.
It's a college. Do your lips work?
A college?
Yes.
It's a college. It's a university, actually.
Whatever.
So they do a radio show on Wednesday nights? Thursday morning?
L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-B.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM. Coming from the east side.
On 91.1, and it's called the Little Triv Show. What they're doing is, I could just imagine, busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Burn on, big river. Burn on. Burn on. Big river, burn on.
It's just me in here, Little Triv, the Good Night Show with Little Triv Show. It's the number's 216-368-2208. And though I get a little offended when I hear him call him dreamers. What is a dreamer? And who? John O'Day Trump made a promise in his campaign that says we're going to get rid of it and all the dreamers. And I get a little offended when I hear a dreamer because I'm a dreamer. These people that they're calling dreamers are just simply, they are not dreamers. They are not dreamers. And it's just a little offensive to me because I had a dream when I was little. There was a play called I Have a Dream. It's an American play by Martin Luther King, and that was my dream. So I get a little offended when we talk about DACA and we're talking about dreamers because I am a dreamer. The number's 216-368-2208. Lamagan is on his way here, and which is actually, if anyone doesn't know, Lamagan stays inside of a plexiglass cage the entire time we do the show, even still after Seth, our other co-host, left and he got punished. Well, that's a different story. Lamagan has to be kept in a plexiglass cage because he's dangerous and he bites us and he's very violent and physical, but is not a mean way, but in a very dangerous way. So we have to keep him in a separate little chamber. And when he gets here, I'm not going to be able to get out of the studio to lock up his plexiglass cage. So he might be a little wound up when he gets in here. So we might have to take a quick little delay. But anyways, you might have heard me slip in very candidly that Seth, our other co-host, he murdered his family for whatever reason. We didn't really get a good reason out of him, but he's sorry and all that. He didn't want to do it, and he explained himself pretty well, and not in too much detail, but he's sorry for what he did. So I believe in time served. But if you look at Jimmy DeMora got sentenced 20,000 years for money scam, and Steph gets sentenced to hard labor in China for a year for killing his family. So if you Think about how unfair that is to Jimmy DeMora, who did much less of a crime for much worse for much less. It's actually pretty comical that Steph is in China right now serving an unbelievable sentence of large labor. An unbelievably large labor. So that's what's going on in the Goodnight Show with Little Triv world. We're looking for sponsors to more have more commercials on the show. We really want a lot of commercials because we've learned that that's the most interesting kind of radio, where it's mostly commercials and less talking. The number's 216-368-2208. You can expect Lamagin in here any second now. If that's what a lot of people have been faxing in, saying they listen for Lamagin, and that actually the other things that happen in the show are much less interesting. So actually, here's Lamagin now. He's got to finish up his locks on his plexiglass, and let's see if it's even worth locking. If he might not even be in one of those moods anymore. So hold on, I just gotta fasten this lock.
Okay, safe and sound. Just getting these locks all straightened out here. And I was in the hospital, Little Triv.
In the hospital?
The doctor, the emergency room.
That was disturbing. Well, sorry, let's rewind.
I'm late because I had to go to the hospital, Little Triv. I was in the hospital room. Not me. I don't know if I told you this, but my wife Sydney's in the hospital with a coma. And they called me up and they said she's awake. And I was actually a little disappointed. I didn't, just sick of taking care of her. So they picked me up. They picked me up and they said that she's awake. And it, you know what happened, Little Triv?
What happened next?
Well, it turns out she wasn't awake. They just heard the TV in the next room and they thought it was her talking.
So she didn't actually wake up from her coma like you had wished that she hadn't?
No, she did not wake up from her coma like I wish she hadn't. And in fact, it was just the TV from the other room. And they said, oh, sorry about that. And they sent me home. They said, okay, you can go home. And I said, can I stay here with my wife? And they said, no, you can go home, though. Just kidding. I don't want to stay there. They let me leave.
So what did they say that Sydney, who if you're a new listener, Sydney is Lamagin's wife, who he doesn't like?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Okay, what?
What did they say that she has? Because she's in a coma.
They think she has brain death, and they think that the brain is just dead. So it's pretty much a mix between brain death and just exhaustion. She's just done. She's just spent.
Have you thought about pulling the plug?
Yeah, I think we talked about this. I'm going to pull the plug. I'm going to get a divorce first, and divorce, it's hard to get those papers in.
Well, how's she going to sign the papers? Are you going to force her hand?
I may. That's part of the trouble. So it's going to be a while. She'll be with us for quite some time until we can get this divorce figured out.
Did you hear about the Dreamers? Who are the Dreamers?
Well, I found out. You know how I found out?
How?
Over the weekend, I learned how to use social media, and I made my own social media, and I saw the word dreamer, so I clicked to say, you can click and say anything to people, so I clicked to say to the person who said something about dreamer, and I said, what's a dreamer? And let me see if I can find what he said here. I said, what's a dreamer? And he said, well, be patient, Little Triv.
Well, do you know if there's a difference between a dreamer and a creamer? Because
a creamer is a boob. A creamer is definitely a boob.
Because I've said both.
Okay, so You know Sebastian Gorka, Dr. G?
Yes.
He posted a picture of the KKK, ISIS, and Antifa.
Can you rank them, by the way?
Well, this is what it says, and it'll make sense. If your ideology makes you hide your face, then you are a coward. So, I think ISIS is the worst. No, okay, Antifa is the worst, then the KKK. And ISIS is last place.
So let me ask you a serious question before we go further with the dreamers. Is ISIS really that bad?
They haven't done anything. I mean, if you don't like Arabic people, if you don't like their country, I can see why you wouldn't like ISIS, but they haven't done anything. Okay, I don't see what they've done.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. You were saying about the dreamer.
So he posted this picture of all them, and so I was wondering, and you can say anything to these people. So I clicked, and I wrote KKK versus ISIS, because I wanted to see what he thought would happen. And instead, I got a response from a different person. He has a white goatee, shiny sunglasses, a sort of a half smile, and this is what he says to me about KKK versus ISIS. He said, same type of scumbags. Psychopaths always flock to hate groups. So I was like, This is what I said. I clicked and I said, it would be nice to see them fight it out between themselves. And,
would it be comical if there was a hate group for people of things that they like?
I know. I would love to just go to a...
That would be a good movie.
So he didn't respond.
I don't go to the movies anymore.
I haven't seen a movie in the theater since... Oh... I don't know. There's a really good action flick called,
I saw Pearl Harbor in the theater.
What's that movie where the guy plays president?
Pearl Harbor?
American President is the last movie I saw in theaters, and I only stayed for half. I found it to be very dull. So he didn't respond to me. I said it would be nice to see them fight it out between themselves. So I thought, maybe I should just say what he just said to him and see if he responds. So I responded back and said, same type of scumbags. Psychopaths always flock to hate groups. And he didn't respond. Pretty rude.
Well, it's because you didn't have anything nice to say.
I know, but you shouldn't have to say something nice. So...
We don't ever say anything nice.
Well, no, not in this country. There is also a picture on social media of a man and a woman holding hands. And they're just standing outside in front of a building.
What social media did you do?
I honestly don't know what this thing is called. It's just, I know it's social media.
I think it's Twitter, because I had a Twitter, and I don't, someone else runs it for me, but they made us verse each other. We were versing each other on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I did click something to you. But anyway, it's
just... So you've just been owning Twitter?
Yeah, I've been clicking and saying things to anybody.
How long have you been on Twitter? Have you been spending a lot of time?
I spent one day there and did a lot. I did one whole day. 5 days ago, I did. So it's these two people standing outside a big building, and this is what they wrote with the picture. We pray for those who have suffered here. And I'm just wondering, what? Suffered where? They look like they're okay. It's blue sky, green grass, people holding hands. So I responded, we pray for those who have suffered here. I said what they said with the picture, maybe thinking they would explain. If I just said, brought to their attention what they said, maybe they would explain what they meant. And they didn't say anything.
I had it explained to me over dinner. I had a big dinner with a big group of friends over at Triv's this weekend, and And then it explained to me that 9/11 was from ISIS, and the people who did 9/11 did Hurricane Harvey.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you wear short shorts to Ground Zero? That's disrespectful.
I am embarrassed to say I haven't been to Ground Zero yet.
I've been there like 20 times. You gotta get out there. It's pretty
cool. I wanna go up there and just talk to everybody.
It's worth of taking a little vacation. I've been there about 20 times.
Does everyone just talk to each other?
It's very quiet. And you just sort of hang out, and there's two big holes, and you get to climb down into the holes.
They still have the skulls in.
I didn't find anything. I think the one day I went later in the day.
If you find something, can you keep it?
You can keep it or sell it back to the museum, and you pay a pretty penny. But I was going to say that it's funny you say that, because I actually went the day it opened on September 11th, 2001. Later that day, I went there. And I was sort of digging around. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And I found a piece of a bone. And I thought, I saw some doctor-looking people. Everyone was covered in ash, screaming, hollering. It's like, okay. And I'm holding this bone, and I think to myself, I could sell this and have some fun later with the money. Or I could just slide it in my pocket. And I slid it in my pocket, but, you know, years go by. I sort of lost track of the thing, and I don't have it anymore. But, yeah, that was the day it opened.
Oh, so you got to 9/11. You got to Ground Zero the day it opened, pretty much the day after.
No, the day it happened was when it opened. It was 9/11, 2001. I was there.
You found a bone, and
I put it in my pocket.
The number is 216-368-2208. If you've been at Ground Zero, if you know anything about the Dreamers, we're looking for answers. This show is all about finding the truth. And there's a lot of lies out there, and we are one of the few programs out there that still tries to even bother to tell the truth, that we aren't even trying that hard, but we do it more than any other place that you'll find on the radio, and we'll be right back.
Power packing, block cracking,
jar crunching, ear munching,
gas guzzling, dog muzzling,
adrenaline pumping, cylinder thumping,
action,
action,
action. Only at WRUW-FM Cleveland.
So I want to say sorry about a couple misunderstandings. We had some angry faxes sent over to us, and if I said what you thought I said just now in the previous segment, then I'm sorry you misunderstood me. I'm so sorry. I deeply apologize.
It's kind of the listener's fault.
It's the listener's fault, but I just want to say I'm genuinely, sincerely, deeply sorry that you misunderstood what I said. Because what I said was that I went to Ground Zero, which was the memorial for the destruction of 9/11, 2001.
It was a respectful thing that you did.
It was a respectful thing that I did. I didn't go there the moment it happened. I went after Ground Zero was established as a memorial site. And I didn't say that I picked up people's bones. That's very grisly. What I did is I picked up pieces of rubble, brick, cement, that were part of this building that 3 million people called workplace. And I took it home in my pocket and kept it as a keepsake of how much I love this country.
It's comical how much we love this country.
It's comical. And I lost track of the piece. So I'm sorry, listeners, that I didn't keep track of the piece of the rubble. You try keeping track of a little crappy piece of concrete. It's pretty easy to lose. So I didn't do what you said I did. If I said that, then I'm sorry you misunderstood me. And if I misspoke, then I'm sorry you didn't assume that I was just saying a typo. I misspoke. If you misunderstood me, then either I misspoke or you have hearing problems or you gotta get your brain checked, because I did not say
Lamigan?
Little Triv?
Are you talking about the time when they filmed the Avengers in Cleveland and you picked up a piece of concrete?
Is that where the smashed up cars by the Incredible Hulk? The smashed up cars?
Is that what your
Hulk? Hulk?
Because that, could that be what you're thinking of?
The Incredible Hulk? Yeah, well, the big, well, let me ask, is this when the cars were all smashed up in Cleveland from the Incredible Hulk?
Yes, in Cleveland. They were filming the Hulk movie.
Then yeah, that's, Little Triv, that's what happened.
Okay, so that makes it completely not controversial. So should I just set all these faxes on fire that just came in about you disrespecting 9/11?
Set the faxes that have already come through on fire and then send the other ones back to sender. Because, what happened is we're talking about the Incredible Hulk, and you guys think that we're talking that big Hulk movie. Big money. And brought in
that
revenue.
That was a big money movie with That was a big money movie.
We haven't seen that kind of money flowing into this city since they put up the LeBron James poster.
Who is the mayor? The mayor election is soon. Who is the listener of the Goodnight Show with Little Triv going to vote for?
The Little Triv listeners are going to vote for a man named Eric Brewer, because his daddy was there when he got sworn in for mayor of East Cleveland.
He's a dirty dog.
And he's got respect for Frank Jackson. Those other guys don't get it. He gets it.
He's a dirty dog, so vote for, well, I can't tell you to vote legally for FCC, but maybe you could consider voting for Eric Brewer.
I think you should consider skipping the election and not voting at all this year.
Protesting the election?
Maybe.
Or just, you could vote next year.
Well, I think people should only vote for president. Anything else is just a waste of car gas. And I think that, honestly, what I would do is wait for the next election and vote for Trump or whoever else is running for president. Because this isn't gonna happen. It's gonna be Frank Jackson again, folks.
Get ready for 5 more years of hell under Frank Jackson.
And honestly, Frank Jackson's the guy you want if you want something and a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something happening in this city.
If you want a piece of rotten celery sitting on top of a tower downtown, because he lives on top of a tower. If you just want a piece of rotten crap sitting on an ass downtown, it's Frank Jackson. He is truly evil.
He reminds me of a breakfast.
He's kind of like a dirty breakfast.
Sausage patty.
He is like stomach brunch.
Can I read something?
You can say that before you're about to actually read it and not before you try to look for it.
This is from Terry Ryan on Facebook. I went to get breakfast at Taco Bell and some shirt was turning customers away. He said that there was an incident. I asked if everyone was okay, and he said yes. It wasn't until I was in line McDonald's overhearing the employees talk about it that I figured out that someone had died. My neighborhood is so safe. Not!
So he went from Taco Bell, where he heard about a crime, and then he went to McDonald's to get confirmation about the crime. And then between the two things that he did, he decided that his neighborhood is not safe.
And yeah, and he, the funny part is at first he did say it was safe, and then he said, not.
Well, you know what that just explains? It just describes Frank Jackson in a nutshell. It's unsafe as hell.
Yeah, I don't even know what. I feel safe because I feel like if anyone gave me a problem, I would give them the biggest problem they've ever had in their entire life.
Physical.
I'd hurt them? Yeah, it would not even be funny the way I'd treat somebody who gave me a problem.
Damn, is City Hall the big tower downtown?
The tallest building in downtown is City Hall Terminal Tower. And at the tippy top of Terminal Tower is the mayor's apartment. It's huge. And I just also want to add that I live in a very dangerous part of town. It's in possession of the heartless felons. And I'm telling you, they don't mess with me no more.
Did they try before? Did you told them something?
I didn't tell them something. I did stuff to them. Painful, harmful, and I didn't need weapons either.
People on my block don't talk to me. I don't even know if there's any gangs.
Well, exactly. They don't talk to me either. They just leave me alone because they know that I'll pinch them, hurt them, bother them. So, I'll bother ya.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is a good night show with a little Triv. That number is 216-368-2208. I think we're going to talk about Frank Jackson or the Browns. We're going to talk about the Browns protest. Why are they sitting down for the anthem? 216-368-22. Why are they sitting down for the 08? The number is 216-368-2208. We'll be right back after this break.
Welcome to this week's edition of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, where we have D12's Bazaar, and he's truly living rap life. Bazaar, when he hits the streets of Atlanta, rolls in his 82 Regal with sparkling factory rims. When he wants to go posh on the town, he hits it hard with his sparkling new neon, 1996 that is, almost kind of vintage. And also, to do it super big, he has a 81 Land Rover. And to total these fantabulous vehicles, a whopping $7,500. And speaking of doing it big, oh boy, when Bazaar goes on vacation, he does it super big. He stays at the Best Western on Crenshaw and Slauson, which can run upwards to $250 a week. He also rents the posh red Chevy Cavalier from the Enterprise on Beverly and La Brea. Also known to have a good time out with the fellas, he can be seen in Detroit at one of the greatest strip joints, the Sunset Strip, where girls can make upwards of $50 a night in tips from Bazaar. And that's including lap dances. Ah, oh, fuck this shit.
Watuzi. Ayamagaha.
Hey, little Triv.
Lambigan.
So, weekend, what's the best thing to do on a weekend besides poker?
Well, do you want me to say something horny?
No, just like a real, like, adult thing. Like, what do adults go out and do?
Strip club.
No, little Triv, they go see a movie. Are you gonna go see it this weekend?
See what?
See it? Are you gonna see it this weekend?
I don't. A movie?
No, are you gonna see it this weekend?
Lamigan, you're driving me crazy. What could you be talking about? I'm gonna see a movie, probably.
I'm talking about it, little Triv. I'm talking about it right now.
Well, I just told you I don't really see movies that often, and you kind of tricked me into saying that I'm going to see a movie this weekend, which I wouldn't anyways, but maybe I will now.
Little Triv, there's a movie coming out tomorrow called It, and it's about a clown. Okay?
Well, you got me there, Lamigan. I didn't know there was a movie called It, because the movie called It already came out 20 years ago, 27 years
I
ago.
I know. You gotta use your thinking cap, little Triv. You and me don't see movies.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. The last movie I saw was American President.
Why do they remake movie? Oh, did they run out of ideas?
No, it's because people didn't get to see it the first time. And not everybody gets to see it. I know there are some kids on my street who didn't get to see American President when it came out. I'm sure they'll do that one again in a couple years.
What is it about?
Okay, so American President's about just...
What is it about?
It? A clown. It's about a clown who just cannot get this neighborhood to come to his circus. So he starts going door to door trying to get all these little kids to come to the circus, and they're scared of clowns because clowns are scary. And anyway, it's just the first one, so I don't know what happens after that, but there's a sequel, and this is just the first one, so we'll see, have to see how it does. It doesn't really have an ending because it is just about a clown. It's just the beginning of the
story. There's not really a story.
There's not really a story. It's just the beginning of a story. So we'll have to see if the part two makes it a story.
So this is It 2.
This is It 2. And It 2 might show us that this wasn't ever a story to begin with. Because when you put out the first one and then you put out the second one, you can do anything at the second one and kind of just show everybody, like, hey, you shouldn't have liked this to begin with. You shouldn't have made us go through all the work to make this second one.
I never thought about a movie.
Well, it's like...
That could be a sequel, but the reason for the sequel is to show you that the first movie didn't really have a story to begin with.
And also they show you... The reason for sequels is to show you that you shouldn't have even liked the first movie. So American President 2... was really funny because they just had the actor who played the president sitting in a chair and he's looking at you saying, you like that? Why did you like that? And he's sort of laughing at you. It's only about 2.5 minutes long. You can look it up online. It's called American President 2. You want to run a clip from American President? See if you can find something where he talks too fast.
Well, I just wanted to play this because this is what I think when I see what you're saying.
What the hell's going on out here?
You said President Trump?
No, it's about the way you were explaining the American President.
Oh, you were confused?
What the hell's going on out here?
I don't... Oh, well, you should run a clip from American President. See if you can find a clip where they make him talk fast like a chipmunk, because YouTube does that sometimes. Search American President talk fast like a chipmunk.
Okay, I'll play the clip, and then you can talk over it.
Okay, I'll
here and there and
I'll do sort of my commentary.
For the last couple of months, Senator Rumson has suggested that being president of this country was to a certain extent about character.
And this is, it's funny because this is the character who's talking. It's one of the movie characters.
I've not been willing to engage in
those are cameras in the background, clicking pictures. He's very famous.
3 years and 3 days. And I can tell you without hesitation, being president of this country is entirely about character.
Yes, and that's because he's the character in the movie. He's the main character, the president.
For the record, yes, I am a card-carrying member of the ACLU. But the more important question is, why aren't you, Bob? Now, this is an organization.
Bob's a reporter in the audience, and he's always criticizing the president for having his card.
Sole purpose is to defend the Bill of Rights, so it naturally begs the question, why would a senator, his party's most powerful spokesman, and a candidate for president choose to reject upholding the Constitution?
This part's funny because you do not know what he's talking about.
I have no idea what he's saying.
He's just too smart. He's very smart to be the president.
Now, if you can answer that question, folks, then you're smarter than I am, because I didn't understand it until a few hours ago.
Neither did I.
I mean, neither. You'd like this movie.
Easy.
It's not easy.
America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad.
You have to not be a dreamer. You have to not be a dreamer.
You know what I was saying before you got in? Is I take offense to the dreamers because I'm a dreamer. I had to work for what I had to get. So when people call them dreamers, I kind of think that's kind of offensive, because I am a dreamer. That was my thing. I have the American dream.
The dreamers didn't ever... You know what I call them, Little Triv? The dreamers? Nightmares. They're my little nightmares.
Why are they so bad? Why?
Well, it's like you just said. They don't have our dreams. They don't know what the American dream means.
All of a sudden, they're supposed to know our dreams, and that's what offends me.
I don't want them to know what I dream about.
If they knew my dreams, Lamigan, I would be in Guantanamo Bay.
Because it's going to put up a fight. It's going to say, you want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge
Wait,
a man's word.
Can I just say... that if you listen to what the American president's saying right now, he's basically saying the dreamers are not real Americans because America is hard. It's hard here. And it's not an easy thing for little nightmares. Bye-bye.
Words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
Pause.
Or a Confederate.
Confederate flag.
It could be a Confederate flag.
Well, here's the only reason I agree with him about the flag thing. Because if you asked me maybe 2 weeks ago, can America be just the flag? Is America, when I say America, am I just talking about the flag? I would have said yeah. But after a couple weeks ago, I would say America is more than just the flag. It's the American flag and the Confederate flag. So when I say America, I'm not talking about a country. I'm not talking about people. I am talking about two flags. One old, one new. Little Triv, when you say America, you're just talking about flags, right?
At least that's the way my grandfather taught it to me.
Good. Okay, why don't you go ahead and bust out the rest of the American president?
There's like three more minutes, Lamigan.
Well, we got about 8 minutes. Let's let it roll.
We'll do a little bit more, then we'll close up the show.
Let's let it roll, then play the end credits.
Symbol also has to be one of its citizens exercising his right to burn that flag in protest. Now show me that. Defend that. Celebrate that in your classrooms. Then you can stand up and sing about the land of the free. I've known Bob Rumson for years, and I've been
Lamigan, we've about to play our special message from the government. We have to play every 11:50 on Wednesday nights.
Well, that's unfortunate. Just kidding.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Every Wednesday night at 11:50, it is an emergency and our government's new duty to announce that on Wednesday night at 11:50 in 1968 in Vietnam, 400 billion young men lost their lives to friendly fire on the mountain of Vietnam, a mountain where they accidentally shot each other because they forgot they were on a mountain. Look left to your brother, look right to your brother. Would you shoot? If you can't answer, you have never been on that mountain in Vietnam.